everybody, and welcome to Growing Up Indigo with Adina on the BBS Radio Station 1, where if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS. So today I was going to do part 2 of karmic astrology and the nodes and reincarnation. Of course, the great Martin Shulman, I think it was his first book. Yes, I don't know. And I was going to do part 2, but my life came in. Well, my life was going on anyway, but I started to feel disingenuous because I was really feeling a lot of heartbreak. And again, one of the reasons that I did this show to even start with was because I'm you, and I'm you with a twist, just like we all are. We're all us with a twist, and my twist is that I have certain abilities, and they are really helpful. They really are. They can be very useful. And what I wanted to show us, when I say us, I mean you, me, and everyone, is that while people who have different abilities, they can appear to other people as, well, what could be your problem if you can do this? I wanted to show us that, yeah, this could be our problem. This is our problem. And I wanted to show you just how human every single person is. And I've obviously proven how human it gets, right? I couldn't prove how much more human I get. So I've done a good job with that. And lately, I haven't really felt as if I've continued to show you what I've gone through and the things that have happened to me and how I'm getting through them. And that is because I think the last 2 years have been really brutal. And as I'm reading people and talking to other people, it seems as if a lot of people have been going through the same thing. And it's ironic that I was going to talk about the North Node, the South Node, because astrology plays a large part in what's going on. In fact, I had completely forgotten this. I'm going to get to the important stuff, especially because I do want to do some free readings today. I told everybody to go to Astro Deantis to get a free chart. Well, I think it was about 14 years ago, I had gotten a subscription to Astro Deantis for about 3 months. Maybe it was a year. I don't know what it was, but you can have them send you a chart daily based on your exact time of birth. And I was doing that for a while, and they give you the daily transits. So it's based on, you know, your birth date and your daily transits, but they also give you the long-term transits. So if something is starting now that's going to affect you for months, years to come, they show that. And one of the reasons I was doing it was because I wanted to know if I was still going to be alive. And I know that sounds ridiculous. How are they going to know? And they don't. They don't know that you're going to be alive. They can't tell you. In fact, I had a reading from an astrologer before I had cancer, who told me that the following year after that reading, I was going to have a problem with a certain part of my body. And she said, be really careful. And sure enough, the next year, I had an operation. She was absolutely right on about it. So no, they can't tell you you're going to die, but they can tell you that this and this is more likely to happen to you at that time, and you can prevent it by doing this. They can do that. And so I was looking to see what might happen. And they gave me a time in my life in the future that it looked horrendous, horrible. And it happened to be 3 years ago. But back then, that time seemed so far into the future that it was like looking at, as far as I was concerned, it was just, I can't believe I thought it was like so far into the future. But, and I had this idea of myself, which was pretty funny, that I was going to be such a different person than I was 3 years ago. But psychically, this is really funny. I pictured a part of me that was never like I was before, but because of a certain issue that was going on, I was like that. And that was just psychic. That was just weird. But anyway, so it looked horrible. And I remember thinking, I can't imagine having all those things happen to me. And they did, and they were. So astrology did play a part in it. And also 3 years ago, there's a person that I know who does astrology. And around my birthday, she would give me a birthday reading. And she's a very gentle, very no drama, low key type of person. And she said, you know, you're coming up on Saturn return and this. And she mentioned that in a particular house where it happens to be a natal, my natal Saturn, Mercury, a lot of other things are also in, oh, my Mars, it's also in this house. She said that my Saturn return, Pluto, Uranus was also going to, I don't know what was going to happen, but it was all going to happen in this house, and that it was going to shake it up so badly that it was just going to be catastrophic. Now, this is a particular situation that nothing shakes this up. Nothing shakes this up ever, ever. And I said, I don't think so. And she said, okay, but I want to tell you that you won't get out of it without at least reexamining it. So, and she said, this is not going to happen now, but in about 3 years, it's going to happen. And so it's here and it's happening. So anyway, I wanted to do this and I wanted to talk today because, and by the way, I'm not saying that everything is astrology, far from it, but I do want to say that one of the things that was comforting was when this all started happening a couple of years ago, there was no question that I thought, obviously, this is me. What's the common denominator? Me. And I thought, okay, you know, what's my lesson here? And the thing is, I did find a lot of really good things that were very specific to me and lessons that I hadn't learned. But a lot of the other things I found out was sometimes it's all about everything happening at once. And there are many different pieces to the puzzle. Now, there were other people involved as well. I certainly don't have control over them. So it's not just us all the time. So I wanted to do this, as I say this for the fifth time, because I have been feeling and I have been heartbroken, really heartbroken. And I think I've been heartbroken so many times. And I don't think there's one time when you're the most heartbroken, but maybe there's one time when you've gone down too many times, and that one time is you just don't think you can get up again. And I'm not an expert at love, and no one is, and I don't care what anyone's credentials are, and I think that's even funnier. I think that's even more ironic, because like the last thing in love that you should say you have are credentials. And I don't care how noted you are or how much of an expert you are, we're all in it together and we're all alone in it together too, you know? And when you're feeling everything is over, we're all experts and we're all beginners. And we've all battled through those 50 heartbreaks like champs. And then we think we finally know the answer and we know the answer to surviving it. And as I said, then there's that 51st one that throws us the curve. And the next thing we know, we're like first up at bat and we've never had a hit, you know, or we're 13 all over again. So no, I'm not an expert. And no, I don't have a course. I don't have 7 steps. I don't have a workshop. I can refer to you to some excellent people that do. And I might have one day, but right now I don't. But I can talk to you, and I can talk to you with my heart. Oh my God, here I go again. And I'm going to be honest, as a matter of fact, I was ready to do this today, and then I got sideswiped again, by something, and I'm about to sob all over the place. So I'm not going to do that, but I'm going to tell you, you know, what's been kind of going on and what happened. And it's kind of like, nothing has really prepared me for this, because this was the one area I kind of thought that would always be for me, my place, my haven. And, it would always be, this is a relationship in my life that was, you know, my closest friend. And I thought it was, I would have trusted them with my life. So I never conceived of it being this way. I definitely could have seen it changing, being different, but not the way it happened. Not the way it's happening. And there was never a point where I even for a minute disliked them, never mind hated them. Now, not only did I hate them, I wanted them dead. Then after they were dead, I wanted them to wake up so I could kill them again. I'm not kidding. And no, I've never used the show to bash anybody in my private life or to get back at anyone. I've never in my life done that. And I'm not going to start now at all. Let's just say that I have been so bereft, and the level of heartbreak, I can't say that it's worse than the loss of my mother and sister. Because those, while have been debilitating for me and never over for me, it's not incomprehensible, because I understand that's going to be like that for me. I understand that it makes sense. But something like knowing someone for a quarter of a century in every situation and then having them be a perfect stranger to you is totally crazy, you know? And then there are people out there that are going to be like, well, you know what? Didn't you know this was going to happen? And yeah, I did. Yes. As I said, I had clues. I knew, but I didn't know about all of it. And when I found out just about the level of deception there was, It was overwhelming. And then I've been sitting there and thinking, you know, what can I do? What should I do? Should I just let everything happen and just sit there like a bystander? Should I just sit there and cry through it? Should I let everything just happen? Should I plan my own thing of like revenge, and when they least expect it, like lunge? Should I take the information I have and go for like a destroy kind of thing? I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to do. And it was killing me. And I was getting full of toxicity and jealousy. And I'm not that type of person. I'm really not. And while it could be said that I'm a controlling person, the truth is I'm not controlling about you. I'm controlling about me. My life was so controlled as a child by many different people that I grew up with bound. I grew up and made my boundaries so strong because I was so controlled. So it's not you that I want to control. Quite the contrary. It's I want to control what I can control about my life. And that gets mistaken so many times for me wanting to control others. And that's not really it. So, and I've also said that I am not the type of person that plots and waits. I'm the type of person that gets angry, screams it out within 5 minutes, and boom, it's done. So I can't stand holding on to that kind of anger. I can't. And so I was feeling this way, it's not even that long. I don't even know how long it's been, maybe a month, maybe not even like 3 weeks. And I couldn't stand it. I couldn't stand it because I was feeling hopeless. And I was at the point where I thought, I will never speak to them again, no matter what. I would never speak to them again. And I was even getting to the point where I was thinking, they will die. I will die before I will ever speak to them again. And then I was thinking things even worse. I was thinking for their life, like they are going to really understand the friendship and the level of what they're doing. And then they are going to regret it for the rest of their life. And that's when it hit me. I was sitting up and I was sitting in my room and I was feeling comfortable with myself for the first time in a long time. And all of a sudden I was thinking, wait a minute. What kind of example, first of all, am I? And if this is who I am, if I'm going to get stuck in the morass of this kind of stuff, then I don't belong doing what I'm doing. I don't belong, forget about, you know, doing readings for people. That's a given, but and believe me, no one's perfect, but if that's the energy I'm going to stay in, I shouldn't be doing it. I certainly shouldn't be on the radio. No way. And that's not the example I want to set for anyone. And I was all of a sudden, it just kind of hit me that I asked myself, do I, and there are few people in my life, forget about romantic love. And I say this to everyone. Love has nothing to do with romantic love. If you want romantic love, don't think of it as something separate. Don't ever think that in order to have romantic love, you have to think romantic love. Because really, that's not it at all. And the truth is, I swear to you, I don't care what you're thinking now, tomorrow, the next day. You could be madly in love, romantically, sexually, in 5 years, people, I don't care. That's going to go away. And you're going to be left with, do I love this person? Do I like this person? That's what you're left with. And that's what you have to be with. And I was sitting there and I thought, do I love this person? And it hit me, yeah, I do. And I thought, how much do I love that person? And it was like, oh my God, I love them so much. And it really hit me so much that, do I love this person, first of all, enough to kind of like fight for the relationship, for the friendship? And I thought, yeah, I do. And then I also thought, do I love them enough to not do it? And I said, yeah, I do. And it all left. It all went away. All of it. And I realized that that's love. That's love. I'm going to cry, really. When you love someone enough to let them be who they are, whether you think it's for the right reason, the wrong reason, whatever, whether you feel that they'll regret it or no matter what, it doesn't matter. When you realize that they have their own journey and love is real and love is genuine and that real love never ever goes away, you've got it made. You've got it made. Beside the fact that I've seen people who hold on and don't let go of that kind of resentment and who aren't generous with their heart. And if you watch them long enough, you'll see that they're not generous with anything. Just watch. They're not generous with purse strings. They're not generous with their love. They're not generous with a lot. And they're the only ones who don't know it. Everybody around them knows it. I can't tell you how many times people have said, and like they're known for not being generous or something, and they'll be like, you know how generous I am. And like, I'll just crack up laughing. But they're the only ones who don't know it. And they're also the people that blame other people for taking people away from them. And that goes across the board. And I'm talking about, you know, mothers and sons and mothers and daughters and fathers and kids and all of it. People will say, well, you know, they got married and their wife took them away from me. And no, come on, stop. No one takes anybody away from anybody. It can't happen. What does happen is people will end up being with someone or choosing someone that they know will sort of take on their fight. In other words, a child will choose maybe a mate who will, they know, will pick up their battle cry because maybe they were afraid of a parent or couldn't express what they felt to a parent. So they'll choose a mate, often a husband, a wife, who will not be afraid of that parent and say, hey, I don't like how you treated my wife all those years. That's what happens. And that's what no one understands. I'm going off topic here, but it's part of it. It's all part of it. That no one takes anyone away from anyone. What happens is people in their own relationships refuse to look at their own part in what played out. And that goes for everybody in it. No relationship is one-sided. And all I'm saying is, if you're heartbroken, I want you to sit down and I want you to close your eyes and I want you to think of something. I want you to think of how much you love someone from the beginning to the middle to now. And if you sit there and you still hate them or you still want bad things to happen to them, then I'm telling you something right now. You never loved them. You never loved them. If you can't come to a feeling of, I just love you and I want you to be happy, and even if it means I will not be or I will not be with you. Oh, and by the way, that was what gave me the strength. That's what it was. I was able to sit there and think, I'm going to love them no matter what. Nothing that they do is ever going to be able to make me not love them. That's where I had that strength. That's where I thought, hey, that's fine then. I was so sad because I was hurting myself. I was saying, I was the one putting limitations on it. I was the one saying, I can never be their friend again. I can never speak to them again. Why? Because I was saying, you can't do A, B, C, D, and that to me. You can't do that. You can't do that and expect to be my friend. Really? Why? Why not? Why not? Why not? In what instance would I think of my child and say, well, he did A, B, C, D, E, F, and G to me, and that's it. He's done. He's done. Never. 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 So why would I do it with somebody that was my best friend? Why? So that's what I'm saying. When you're heartbroken, please find strength in the fact that you will always love that person. And that person, your best friend, will always love you. Maybe they can't talk to you for 2 years. I have friends like that. I have one right now like that. And I love them with all my heart. I know they love me. So I'm going to take a break and I'm going to come back. I might say one or two things and then I'm going right back into some readings as I planned on doing. And we'll be right back at BBS Growing Up Indigo with Adina Bannock. Hi, everybody. So you are back at BBS Radio Station 1 with Adina on Growing Up Indigo. And let's see. I wanted to say that, this is what I wanted to say. If you want to have a reading live spontaneously, please call in at 888-627-6008. I'll say the number again. It's 888-627-6008. And Don, who is right here and is would take your call immediately. Now, that didn't make sense. I was going to say would take your call, but I just said that in a strange way. And I'm here. And like something in my mind is pressing me about angels and healing. And I've had this on my mind, healing, healing, healing. And I think that's because some people wrote me and they wanted me to do it over email and I can't. It's something that has to be done live. So I'm just going to start on my emails, and I have several, and I'm going to start with someone named E, and their free question is, I used to be in a relationship with M 10 years ago, and after we broke up, we lost contact, but a few years ago, we got back in touch. I know he loved me. How does he feel about me now? Does he still have feelings for me? Okay, E, let me check. All right, so they got back in contact a couple of years ago, and they want to know if M still has feelings. Okay. Now, you would think this would be a hard thing for me to do, but it isn't actually, because as I was just saying, it doesn't matter how much time has gone by. It really doesn't. When that tie has been there, that genuine kind of love, it really never goes away. And that tie is always connected. And I can go in and find it. I also want to say something else. That if someone doesn't really want me to see that or find that, they will block that and I won't get it. And I'll tell somebody I'm not seeing it. And I'll tell them that it has nothing to do with whether they feel that way or not. It just has to do with the fact that I'm not picking it up. And that's true. Somebody will not want me to know. And that's what privacy is about. We don't all get to know everything we want to know about people. So I'm checking and seeing. Okay. All right. So I've got M and I'm looking. Now what I get from M is that they, for some reason, feel that you were not to be contacted again. So I'm trying to figure out what it was that made them feel that way. When I see this, it usually means that they feel that you are either in another relationship or you have somehow recovered, or you recovered at that time, and they shouldn't be contacting you. They're also letting me know that they are not in the position as well. So that's what they're saying. They're also saying that, and this is very sweet and sad, that they feel that it was the one thing in their life that they never did. The one thing they feel like a failure at. And at the same time, even right now, this minute, they will always, oh my God, this is so true. We always attract things that are going on that we can relate to. So M is saying that in M's own way, they will always be someone who is kind of committed to you as well. What I'm also getting is that, now if I want to relate this to you, I am going to say that the situation that M is in, M absolutely thinks of you tremendously. However, this is getting more interesting. Okay. What I'm going to say is that you don't ask if anything will be done. You do ask, are their feelings still there? 100%. Yes. So I can say easily that what your question is absolutely yes to answer it. I can't give you an answer definitely whether anything would come or you would have contact, but even then, I could probably say with what I know, yes, I could say that there would be contact. My next question is from DM, and DM wants to know, I'm in love with someone and it's a name that starts with P, but it seems they don't love me. I have those feelings, wait, but I have a feeling those feelings aren't true and that they might be hiding it. We've never been together, but at the beginning it seemed as if this would be, okay, there's a little, that this would be after something happened and they began to treat me strangely. Is there any hope that they would change their mind and fall in love with me? Should I move on? And then there goes into a whole other question. So I can't answer that other question, but I will answer the one you've just asked. So DM wants to know if P will change their mind after something happened and they started to treat you strangely. I got it. Okay. All right, D, let me ask. So this is what I am immediately feeling. I'm feeling and you said that something was strange. I'm beginning to feel that the strange thing that's going on is with P. And I haven't really even looked. I'm feeling a strange feeling. And what I'm getting is that, this is a little strange for me. What I'm getting and what I'm going to tell you is that the issue has to do not so much with you. I'm getting that the person in question is not a very open person, and that person tends to not be open about themselves. That person also tends to, how do I say this? And there's something going on that you are not aware of at this moment. And the reason you are not aware of it is because they don't want you to be. And the reason they don't want you to be aware of it is because they don't know whether they are going to be staying in a situation or not. And there are even more things involved than just that. So I'm not sure if you're aware of all the things that are going on with P, but there are more things than you know. And I'm not so sure if you knew that you would want to invest that kind of time or energy. And so if you're asking, should you move on? I would say probably it's best because I don't think that P is a very forthright person. I just don't think so. And I don't think that you might know that as much as you think you know. So that would be my answer. The second question I can't answer because I'd like to move on and it would take too long. So my next reading is from TK, and TK wants to know when will E and I reconnect? Is it worth trying to establish a relationship as a couple? Oh, originally there was another email from T asking if they would at least reconnect in order to get some answers. So I'll try to keep both of them in mind when I ask. So let's see. T, I'm going to ask if you and E will reconnect in any way, okay? As a couple or to get answers or what, and in either way. So here I go. Okay. Okay, let's go. Let's see. All right. So what I'm feeling is that, The reason I say that is because, hold on. This is one of those things that I need to feel, like put myself into feeling of it. The feeling I get and why I say yeah is because I think, well, hold on. Somebody just threw me a curve again. Okay, this is what I feel. I think there again is more than there's more going on here, but what I do feel is that in this situation, there was a stability, not just a stability, but there was and is love, as well as still a genuine love coming from T. I feel that. I also feel that I feel like E might be torn about some things, and I think that this is difficult because I think that while E is feeling that it may be over, I don't believe that that's quite so true. And I think that it will change. It will change. And it will turn around. And I am now going to just ask a simple yes or no. And that will give us our answer, okay? So here we go. All right, everybody. Just answering T. Will T and E reconnect in however that is? What? Yeah. So this is what I'm going to tell you without a doubt. I don't, yes. Okay. Yes. Definitely yes. However, it's going to take some work, but yes, you're definitely going to at least have the chance to at least find the answers, okay? I promise that. Okay. So, next reading that we have is from CC. And let me see where. Here we go. I have it down here. Can you tell me if T has moved on with some person, or do they still care for me? We had a relationship a while back. They broke up with me. I moved away. But a few months ago, we started communicating again. Then they told me to stop. I'm still in love, but I only want the truth. No sugarcoating. Well, anyone who's ever had a reading with me knows I don't sugarcoat. I am really compassionate. I am, but I tell the truth. So let's see. Okay. So, C, I am going to find out. Okay. Okay, here we go. I'm going to go and look at tea right now. Boy, you know something? This is really driving me crazy. And I'm not going to say why because we're on air, but it does bother me. But anyway, let's go see. Here we go. Not this question, by the way. No. I don't want C to feel that this is your question. No, not at all. But it's something about every question. Okay. Okay. You know, I'm going to say it. I don't care. No one has asked, really, if no one has said, if could you look and see if ultimately this would be the best thing for me? Like no one. Everyone wants to know if the person they're asking about wants to be with them. So I know you're going to say, well, obviously we've all thought of that and we all know that we want that person, but that's not true. And I know it isn't. How do I know? Because I've done readings for people for, I swear to you, months, years. And we will finally I'll say, do you like really want that person? And they'll be like, you know, I never really asked myself that. And it's true. We don't. It's like, ask yourself, how about looking, you know, forward and saying, would they make me happy? It's true. No one asked that. Okay, I'm going. And I'm going to see if T has moved on. And I'm giving you the truth, C. So let's go. All right. Let's see what's going on with T. I'm not going to ask how he feels about you. I'm just going to ask if he's moved on. Okay? Okay. Okay. All right, here we go. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well. Here you go. Mm-hmm. So here's what I get. No, I don't think so at all. This is what I think is going on. Now, remember, I'm asking just how T is. So I didn't go into detail about, well, this is the best way to find out, actually. Rather than asking about you or anyone else, the smartest way to ask is what's going on in their life. So I'm being an objective person. I'm just in the street walking up and I'm saying, hi, T, what's going on in your life? So if T had moved on to someone, T would say, hey, I got the greatest person. You're not going to believe it. This is her, blah, blah, blah. But no, what I'm getting is that T feels pretty hopeless right now and has in the recent past. And that right now they're pretty sorry that they had hurt somebody. They're feeling that what they're thinking about is that they had made a new start or had thought they did, and that new start, whatever it was, it didn't turn out the way they thought it was going to turn out. They are feeling that they want a relationship. They're thinking about a relationship that's important and it's deep. But I don't see anybody new here at all. What I do see is them thinking about work, about being at a place where they're just trying to make some kind of peace with themselves, really. I get them alone. And they are thinking very much about what they want, just what they want, just, you know, by being themselves, what do I want? Where am I going? Kind of thing. I get them thinking that they're trying to get past some heartbreak. they are not talking, they don't want to have a conversation about the truth or something like that, which to me means they don't feel like picking up the phone and saying, hey, guess what, you know, I made a mistake. No, they don't feel like doing that right now at all. And what they're thinking about is that maybe they had been a little superficial when they were thinking about not communicating with you. Do you know what I'm saying? Maybe they were not thinking long, deep thoughts. You know, maybe they were thinking superficially, and now they are. I'm not getting regret, but I am getting that they, what the problem was I don't think they wanted to be in anything that was controlling them or tying them down. And so they didn't move on to anyone, no, at all. But I don't think they were at the point, I got it. I'm good. We got what I wanted. So, okay. Yeah, they regret it. Good. But that's how I always do that. I hate when I do that, when I'm like, good. But, so yeah, they do regret it. However, and they're not over you. What I do get though, is that they still need this time. I think they still need the time to get to a place where they know what they want. So, no, I can say no. They haven't moved on. I'm happy that you're not going to cry today. So, next person we have, actually the last person, is MB. And MB wants to know if W wants to be in a relationship with M. As well as, does W really, really care for M? Okay. Let's go find out. Okay. So I am going over to W. I get a very healthy kind of feeling here from W. I wonder why. Let's go see. Okay, W, where are you? Okay, W, why do I feel you're there? Okay, I knew it. That's weird. And what's that about? Wow. By the way, this is very karmic for some reason. And I'm trying to understand why this is all very karmic for W, at least. I get that. Wow. Hang on a second. You know, it's difficult for me to answer you because this is when I get asked a question like, do they want to be in a relationship with me? Do they care for me? You know, I'm coming into this without anything. And yes, I'm a psychic, but you guys have to understand that it's not like I get a movie and it shows me everything all at once. Again, there's a lot of privacy and I don't get that. I will get a part of this, a part of this, and a part of this. And I'll only get what you ask unless I'm in a mediumship reading. And then yes, I get everything. Yeah. Cause I'm speaking to someone who has passed on. But in a reading like this, a soul will not do that. They just won't do that. So I'm getting bits and pieces and I don't know what came before. What I'm getting from W is a lot of karma, a lot of shock, a lot of feeling like things have been going badly. At the same time, they're getting better. I'm getting karmic issues here, and I don't know whether they have anything to do with you or not. I don't think so, actually. I think that you came after all of this, and I can't answer this question. I really can. I'm going to do something very different, though. I'm going to go to you and I'm going to do what should be done. I'm going to answer your question with looking at you. I'm going to ask guidance and see by looking at you, looking at M, is this something that is going to be good and happening for M? So will M find themselves with in a relationship with W? And will it be good? Okay. Okay, let's go check. Yes. Mm-hmm. Hmm. Interesting. Okay. So is this what you suggest or is this not what you suggest? Okay. So that's funny. That is really funny. I'm going to say that's yes. So what I'm going to say is that this is something that can be built on. I'm also going to say that this is a situation that's going to be very sensitive and that you're going to need to be very sensitive around. I also want to say I think that you're both very sensitive and that you both are opening up a new path at the same time and that you're both starting completely new paths and opening up to new energies that neither one of you, I think you're both leaving people and situations that have been hurtful. And I don't want to say abusive because that's a very strong word, but situations that were harsher and you're going into a different phase. So I'm going to say yes, that is going to be good and that you have to let W and U deal with what you have to get over and give it time. So yeah, I think it's good. So, okay, everybody, I do believe we have someone new starting right after the show. So stay tuned and stay here. And next week, I definitely want to continue with the North and South Node as they are in the houses, which are really deep. And yeah, I'm going to continue, of course, doing free readings 1 week every Thursday. I love you. And please come over to askadina.com and pick a reading. And we'll see if we can give you a nice 10% discount. All right, everybody, I love you and listen to BBS Station 1 all the time. Bye.